when you play these songs, you seem to have an immediate feeling among the different tunes what tempo to play them at. How did you develop that?
Oh, that's a tough one. I don't know. You just kind of feel it, you know. It's kind of like if somebody would ask you, how do you know when you're playing a song to change chord from D to G or whatever it might be? I mean, how do you actually know that? And I couldn't tell you how I know. I'm playing in D and all of a sudden I know the G is next. I feel something. I know it's going to happen. I know I have to go to G next. I can't give you a rule for it.
I guess it probably just gets back to the way the dance, the way you accompany a certain dance. At least with a schottische, I'm sure there's some schottisches that are faster than others, but it's going to be within certain
parameters.
Yeah, just like with the waltzes. And you had mentioned that when you talked before about the differences in different waltzes, like a Viennese waltz might be...
That's fairly fast, but there's a certain feeling, kind of a majestic feeling almost with the Viennese waltz. Kind of a very swell kind of a thing, you know. The Norwegian waltzes have a kind of an earthiness to them, down to earth.
You mentioned the term swing.
Well, they do. They swing. They swing. Of course, all music swings if it's good. You know, if you play it the right tempo and you play it right, it all swings pretty much. But there is a swing, and there are little portions in there. Like I played that one, well, there was a bass run, da, 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 up to the next chord there, you know, and that just kind of pulls you in.
With the accents and the where you put the accents.